We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Everybody that's anybody comes to the Breakfast Club.
You know, you give voice to people that would be voiceless.
Right now, your show has the pulse of the culture.
Yeah. Everyone smells rich and successful.
Where y'all at now? Can't nobody tell y'all.
Non-stop entertainment. The Breakfast Club.
Wake your punk ass up.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's LG.
LG, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
What up, man? Hey, so, I just pretty much want to say, I'm a car transporter, man. The way the cars out here, man, they don't respect us, man. You know, when you see a big truck on the road, you know, you got to move to the side. Everybody trying to cut us off, not giving us no respect out there on the road, man.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Lately, I've been feeling like them trucks been driving like they cars. I feel like it's been like that the last few years. They be pulling up, they be cutting over on the side of the road like they driving regular vehicles.
Hey, look, but sometimes you got to bully your way in out there, man.
Nah, y'all too big to be bullying your way in.
All right, you got a Mack truck, bro. You fool around and hit somebody.
Hey, look, I ain't even got a Mack truck. I transport cars and everything, so I got a three-car trailer, big baby, you know what I mean?
No,
but when
I don't.
You're trying to pull over, you're trying to get to the side, you know, like, don't nobody want to get over.
Yeah, I don't
agree
like
with
that.
People do try to not let trucks over, and sometimes trucks got to take that because people will speed up, drive in your blind spot. So I know that's not an easy thing. I've seen it happen. I've probably done it.
Yeah, trucks do the same thing, though. I don't like that. Y'all got, because y'all already got command of the road. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can really hurt somebody. Like, you can't just swerve over into another lane when you're driving a big-ass Mack truck.
Yeah, but cars got to be careful, too, because cars be disrespectful to them trucks and just hop over and think the truck could just slow down.
It goes both ways. It definitely goes both ways.
That's a lot of weight on the road, man. All I'm saying is, when you see a truck, just give us all respect we deserve. You know what I mean? Like, we out here every day. It's a lot of weight. It's a lot of responsibility. You know what I mean?
You in your truck now, brother?
We travel. Huh?
You in your truck now?
No, I'm actually about to head. I'm heading to work right now to go get my truck.
All right, I was going to ask you to blow the horn, but all right, thank you, brother.
He wants you to blow something. You always doing that.
No, as a kid, that was the coolest thing. We used to drive to Disney back in the day, and you see a truck, you get the truck driver to blow the horn. That was the coolest thing.
Okay.
Y'all never did that?
Yes.
No. Evan, you done showed them your breasts.
That's right.
That's in the hunk.
If you want to signal truckers to blow you, do your thing, King.
See, y'all always take it too far.
What?
Y'all take it too far.
What?
Yeah, you never been to Disney. That's why you never did it. Hello, who's this?
Yo. Angela Lee, Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy. What's up?
What up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Hey.
Today's my birthday. I'm 26 years old, man.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations,
Happy
King.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I woke up early this morning just to call you guys and say, yo, I'm so happy. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller from Florida.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday, brother.
Well, happy you got
mind through. Shout out my,
how you going to sell it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Cash Money Blaze 2496.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That's not enough for nobody to want to put nothing in your Cash App. I mean, you're not the only person with a birthday out here, sir.
I mean, if anybody feel generous, anybody feel big ball, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you, Charlamagne.
There you go.
No, I ain't got it for you this morning. I'm going to be honest with you.
What you doing for your birthday?
I heard you guys gave that girl steak dinner. I was like, oh man, me and my wife are gonna love it.
She had a better story than you did, and I think it was something to do with her children. I'll send you a book though. I got a copy of Anita Kopach, Shallow Waters. I'll send you that for your birthday.
All right,
I got you.
That.
Happy birthday! It's yours.
Thank you.
Well, you have a good one, brother.
You got it. Thank you, DJ.
Hold on, I'll get your address. Hello, who's this?
Ms. Dee Dee from the D, Detroit.
Dee Dee, what up, though?
Dee Dee from Virginia and Detroit.
No, the D.
Oh, the D.
She's from Detroit.
Dee Dee from the D.
Gotta be Charlamagne.
Dee Dee from the D.
What up, Dee Dee?
So I want to get it off my chest. Hey, y'all. I am very respectable. I was born in 81, but I am so proud of my mama. Sorry, mama. My brother. And my baby daddy. Everybody, just please leave me alone. It's okay to say no, right?
Yes, it is. It's called Boundaries. There's a great book called Set Boundaries, Find Peace by Nedra Tawab Glover that talks about that.
Yes, I am simply just tired of everybody else. And people, I wish y'all would call them the Breakfast Club with your up. Like, get out here and do it. I do whatever I need to do. I live in Detroit. I hustle. I survive. Stop begging and get it together, please. That's all I want to say. And rest in power to Donald Gillespie, my father. I love y'all Breakfast Club. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Dee Dee from the D.
Have a good one, Dee Dee. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Fool. How you doing, sir?
What's up, brother? Where you calling from?
Fool?
Yeah, I call myself Fool. There's too many people that know me, and I just don't want everybody to know that it's me.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Okay, Fool.
First of all, how y'all doing this morning? First of all, I want to get off my chest. Make it long, sweet, and simple. February 22nd, I got divorced, and I've been trying to get in touch with you guys for a while. I came home February 19th from work. I caught my wife in the bed with a woman, our best friend. Be okay if the woman didn't look just like me as a man. End up getting divorced, and my wife, we were married for 7 years. And getting divorced, the judge gave me the house, the cars. It's going to give me the kids, but I work a full-time job. I got to get it off my chest because 20 years prior to this happened before, you know. And
you can get divorced that fast?
Yeah, look, I didn't even know she filed for a divorce. I didn't even know she filed for a divorce. What happened, what was amazing, is when I went to court, she apparently last year filed for the divorce, but they never served me. So when we went to court, the judge said, hey, I can take jurisdiction of you right now for $200. I was like, I don't have no money. So she said, I do outside in the car. So she went downstairs, and the judge honored it. And he said, if you go upstairs to the third floor, we'll accept it right now. And they divorced us on February 22nd. I just want to thank you guys.
For $200.
Because it's for $200. Yeah. You know, I just want to thank you guys for just every morning, man, keeping me active and keeping my mind right, because if it wasn't for you, Not that I do anything bad, but it's just a blessing that you guys are keeping positive notes on the radio every morning.
Okay, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Wish I had some good advice for you, but I don't, you know. But at least you lost it to another woman, because there's certain things a woman can do that you can't do, you know. I don't know if that was good advice, but
I don't know if that
trying to make
advice.
You feel better.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mercedes calling from Indianapolis. Oh my gosh, good morning, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne. Oh my gosh.
Good morning.
Oh my god, can I fan grab this right quick? Like, it's really, really fast.
Can you what?
I need a fangirl this like really, really fast.
Stop cursing, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Why are you talking like you're talking to your daughter, bro? Okay. Stop cursing.
You know, she was cursing. She cursed twice on the radio.
What's you said it so hard. You said it so aggressive. Like a daddy.
Oh, I listen to y'all every day. All right. I am so tired of these DoorDash customers not tipping. At least tip like $5. They're driving like 25 minutes for an order. And tell them to find out they only tipping $2. Do at least $5, y'all. Gas is too hot. Seriously, gas.
I do 20%.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Like, yesterday I had an order that was like 30 minutes away. And mind you, the order said it was like $9. And at first I was like, I guess I'll take it. Come to find out, drive all the way up there. The customer only tips $3. So please.
See, now,
because that is 20%.
Listen to what Yee just said, though. You know, the order was $10. Yee says she tips 20%, which would have been $2. The customer gave you 30%, $3. So what would you expect the customer to tip on a $10 order?
On a $10 order, at least tip $5. At least $5. Because sometimes.
$5? Okay.
For $5, I'm going to go get it myself. $5, I'm going to go get it myself.
Oh, you know what? I would never order anything on DoorDash for $10.
Some people do.
I didn't think they delivered for $10.
Yeah,
I never did.
Yes, they do.
I never would do that. Because there's also like a processing fee. There's a processing fee on top of that, right?
Because
they only charge you just. Yeah, I'm a member.
If you're a member, they don't charge
that. That gets rid of the delivery fee, but there's still a processing fee and all of that.
Yeah, now my son.
It's not just a flat what it would cost.
He delivers one meal all the time. Chipotle, Shake Shack.
I just want to give a shout out. Right quick, just I just want to give a shout out to my friend Nicholas in Georgia, and a shout out to my husband who's in jail right now, but he gets to listen to y'all. You guys have a great day and stay safe.
All right,
will do, Queen.
Hey, you too.
All right, The Breakfast Club. Good morning,
The Breakfast Club.
Holiday gifts are only as good as the network they're on, so get to your local Verizon store now.
Power 105.1.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Ed Sheeran.
What's up, my brother?
Going on? Happy to be back.
How was fatherhood, man?
It's good. I've got two girls now. Two little girls. It's, yeah, I mean, it's every challenge that everyone says, but it's so rewarding. I'm just glad that my first daughter now has a mate.
Was she jealous at first?
No, everyone said that she would be, but no, she wasn't. I think she was just really happy to be a sister, you know?
Yeah, my brother was so jealous when I was born. He's only a year older than me. They had to like keep us separated because he was always sitting on me and he thought I was a dog because we had a dog.
My first daughter, she just wants to hug the whole time.
That's
so
sweet.
And my second daughter is 5 months. So sometimes you're like, okay, maybe
stop hugging her so hard.
Yeah.
What's the age difference? I forgot.
I think like 18, maybe 20 months, maybe 21.
See, that's good. Yeah. See, my last three are all like 3 years apart. So 7, 4, and 1, but the oldest is 14. So the age gap is so far. So she's more like a...
How's the 1 year old?
She's amazing. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's amazing. But
yeah,
I, like,
of course. Yeah, but yeah, totally.
But just I'm glad, like being close in age, you'll see the bond.
Totally, yeah.
More.
Totally. And I really wanted to do that. Like, me and my brother were super close when we were growing up, and there was like exactly 2 years between us as well.
Now, what about this new music? So I saw that you did a little secret show.
That was a really emotional show, man. Like, really, I've sort of made this album. I had like a bunch of stuff happen at the beginning of the year, and I made an album sort of in and around it, and I hadn't played it to anyone. And then I put this show on. It was for a mental health charity. And I did, you know, like what Chappelle does. You take all the phones and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I played all the songs for the first time. And just, it was really powerful.
Well, let's talk about it. What was the inspiration for the album?
I had my best friend died in March. Mm-hmm. And it was February the 20th. But as I was heading into a big court case, and then I had another mate die mid-court case. And I had some other stuff in my family that was like health issues and it was one of those things, and you know, I've become a problem solver in my friendship group. I'm sure you both of you guys are problem solvers in your friendship groups, and there's just certain things you can't solve, and death is one of them, illness is one of them, you know. And it was just I just wrote a record around it, mostly being like cathartic and it being therapeutic for me, because I had no outlet of, because I was basically in a courtroom every single day being told that I was like a thief and a liar, and I had like no outlet of talking to people because I couldn't talk to anyone because I was in this case. And so I just wrote a load of songs that ended up being this album that I think will come out next year. But it's the album I've thought the least about.
So it was an album full of grief, basically.
Totally, yeah. Well, grief and like processing and like, you know, because I felt when my friend died, like the next day everyone's life resumed as normal, and I was sort of looking around being like, no, the world has to stop for a bit, you know, like when the Queen died, the world stopped. Like I just felt like the world had to stop and just take a moment. So there's a song on there called like Life Goes On, and it's basically just lyrics are easy come hard go, but life goes on, because every like the worst day of your life ends and the next day begins, and then it's a totally new day. And I just, it's a lot of processing. Like I've never been to therapy before, and after all of this started sort of speaking to someone, and it's very, just opens up your
heart. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been going?
I started pretty much straight afterwards, June.
Wow. How was that first session like?
Horrible, man, because he's talking to a stranger, and you're like, you're saying like the deepest, darkest secrets of like childhood trauma, or like this happened when I was a kid, or like this. And I was, things I hadn't spoken to anyone about, and you're telling them to an absolute stranger. Mm-hmm. And then you go, and how are you? And they go, because they can't let you into their private life. But yeah, it's been very helpful. Sam Smith said therapy is basically someone coming in and looking at your suitcase and reorganizing it for you.
I love it, man. I love therapy. I go once a week.
Totally. Yeah. It's still quite a like taboo thing in the UK. Everyone I know in America, like I would say 9 out of 10 people do it, but in like even speaking to my friends about it back home, you know, I've sort of mentioned it, and the reaction wasn't like good for you, it was like, oh, you're right, you know.
Yeah,
whereas I think it is quite, it should be normalized, I think.
All right, we got more with Ed Sheeran when we come back. Don't move, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning,
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ed Sheeran.
I saw people congratulate, well, not congratulating you, but they were bigging you up because you kept the ticket prices reasonable.
Yeah.
Are you doing that because you're aware of how the economy is now?
I used to go to gigs as a kid, and the tickets that I bought, I could always afford, and I could go with my friends. And I don't want to, like, without sounding crass, like, what is the extra money going to do for my life? Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather play sold out gigs everywhere in the world than have an extra X amount of whatever. And like, I know how much my show costs and I know how much I kind of want to walk away with. And after that, I'm sort of fine with it.
And I'm sure your merch does amazing too.
Totally. Yeah. And you know, and people coming to the gigs, like, this isn't going to be the last time I tour. You want repeat business. You want people being like, do you know what? I went to that show with all of my mates and we had a great time and we'll go next time. And this is what I've done for my entire career, is just like, make tickets reasonable and affordable and they will come. And my last tour was the biggest selling tour in the world and the highest grossing as well. So we still made good money and everyone came to the gig. So I'm just, you know, I don't believe in the platinum seats and the VIP areas and the sold meet and greets. Like, we do partnerships with radio stations for meet and greets, and it's always free and it's always competition, so fans actually enter the competitions, they're excited to go, they don't feel like they're parting with money to meet you and feel cheated out of it. And there's just ways that I like to do it, and it's always worked, so I'm not going
to
change it.
You said something just now about doing, not wanting to do things that you don't believe in. How hard is it not to be a clout chaser in 2022? Because I know people probably come to you and be like, you know, Ed, well, this person's doing this and this person's doing that. Maybe you should try to do this type of record, or maybe you should take a picture doing this. And
totally. Well, I mean, TikTok is that. I never really understood TikTok, but TikTok controls songs now, really. There's a team in the UK that come to me and they go, well, these are the trends. And I'll go, well, this is quite funny and this is quite funny. And I'll just choose the things that I want to do. So I guess that is kind of chasing clout, but it's... essentially, that's how you advertise your music now. In terms of like genres, like I love spanning all genres. I like trying different things. I like making like anything. I've sung in Italian, I've sung in French, I've sung in Japanese. I'm up for trying anything. But I think you have to walk into something with a somewhat knowledge of it and respect of it, rather than just being like, oh, that's the hot thing, I'm gonna do that. So when I first made Afrobeat, I moved to Ghana and lived there for a month and like made a lot of music that wasn't just my music. I made music that went on other people's projects and stuff.
How was that experience living in Ghana for
amazing.
A month?
So good.
Did you
so
go
good.
To like the Door No Return and all of that stuff?
We
the slave castles?
No, we went to the guy that I went with, Fuse ODG. He had a house there. And he had a studio in his house. And I mean, we went out and about, but like not like hugely. We would go for runs and stuff like that. But what the thing I loved about it is you'd be in the studio all day making these songs, and then a phone call would be made, 200 people would turn up to the house, and then you'd have a party to the songs.
With that said, do you have a hard time just selling music nowadays? And what I mean by that is people want your life.
Totally.
They want to know about the wife and the kids. Like, but well, no, I just want to give them the music.
It's an odd line, isn't it? Because I think, well, I think kids are always off the table. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no point with that. But it's interesting with my life with Cherry because the songs are about it. So there's obviously interest in it. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're shooting a documentary at the moment around my life. And there was a big conversation about what do we include? And I think that as long as it's honest and it links in with a theme of something that's in a song, like there's no point putting something in if it is just detrimental to your life, I think. But yeah, it's definitely, there's a fine line, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. we're all public figures. Everyone's interested in what you talk about your personal life on the radio. You talk about your personal life on the radio. Therefore, you've somewhat opened the door. But then there's also this
boundary,
preaching privacy of being like, oh, actually, I'm a human being. That sometimes people forget. So yeah, it's a very fine line, but that's why I, like, you've been to my house in Suffolk, like that's why I live where I live and I don't live in Los Angeles, and I don't, my life as a celebrity is switched on when it needs to be switched on. So I come to New York and I'm working this week. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the TVs and I'm doing the radios and I'm a celebrity for the week. But when I go home, I'm a friend, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a son. And that's my, like, you can't bring celebrity baggage into a pub in Suffolk. You just have to be yourself.
Well, what if the pub is in your yard?
Well, right, I mean, next to your house. Like. Yeah, I mean, that is, do you know, actually, since you came and then basically the pandemic happened, that pub hasn't really been properly used as a
what?
Pub. Yeah, it's weird. Like, the kind of way of hanging out, I don't know if it's changed here, but the way of hanging out in England is very different. It's not like 20 people go to, I'll meet up with like a mate and go to a mm-hmm. pub, but it used to just be a bit more free, I feel.
I would think that that would be the place everybody would have came to hang out during the pandemic. Because yeah, y'all are in your little bubble right there.
I don't know how it was here, but like it was very much people were trying to catch you out. So like
Being irresponsible.
Yeah, so like a neighbor of someone might tell the press of, you know, right. someone coming around.
And then you have kids and a family too. And yeah, I think you totally. Have to be more responsible mm-hmm. when you have that.
We didn't have a kid for the first half. Cherry was pregnant for the first half. Mm-hmm. But that's how we kept it so quiet. No one knew she was pregnant. Yeah.
So can we expect a new album? You said Subtract is coming.
Yeah, Subtract is coming. There's a new album and then there's new music. I'm basically like, I'm in the most creative part of my life, I feel, because mm-hmm. I've the pressure of every album having to be this like gargantuan pop machine is off. I've had 5 of them now and I feel like now's the time to actually explore doing stuff and taking risks, because I'm going to be on a stadium tour for 5 years. So even if I put out an album and it bombs, I'm still playing to 92,000 people that night. You know, I don't feel the pressure of it.
You're going on tour for the next 5 years?
Including this year, yeah, we finish in 2026.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's my guy, Ed Sheeran, man. Ed, thank you for coming, brother.
Yeah, thanks for always stopping by to see us. Yeah, I know you don't have to, but it's nice.
I love it. I love it. It's always the best interview of the day for me. I love it.
All right, it's my man, Ed Sheeran. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
This fall, a great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm. Right now, get king beds for queen prices, queen beds for twin prices, and save up to $700 on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com today.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us during Get It Off Your Chest, a woman called this morning and had a little issue at her son's school. Let's listen.
My son comes into the car and tell me a teacher called him a jerk, so I'm ready to let this lady have it. My son is 6 years old, and a school teacher, instead of inspiring them and being a role model, she over there calling him a jerk, a sloth, telling him it's not rocket science. So what would y'all do? Because I'm literally trying to make myself not get incarcerated because I'm afraid of jail, to be truthful with you. But I'm ready to let this lady have it because enough is enough.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what would you do if your 6-year-old child was called a jerk in school?
Now, Charlamagne and I was talking, and he is absolutely right. Back in my day, if a teacher called me a jerk, I definitely would say your mother. Your mother's a jerk.
I would say your mother is a jerk, because I was a bad, disrespectful little kid who was always in trouble. And you know what would have happened in that situation? What? I would have gotten more trouble than the teacher, because I would have been sent to the principal's office for saying that your mother is a jerk, and then I'd have been in the principal's office trying to explain, well, she called me a jerk first. See? And none of the teachers, none of the principals, my parents, none of them would want to hear that.
No.
See, you know, okay?
In that case, I wouldn't have got in trouble, because as soon as I told my mother or my father that a teacher called me a jerk, they would be like, all right, you was right for saying your mother.
I don't
jerk.
Know if they would have back in the day, bro.
Yeah,
back in the day, they didn't really listen to kids the way we listen to kids now.
My parents listen to me. That was one thing I knew, that if I ever got in trouble, I can call them immediately. So if a teacher called me a jerk and I said, your mama's a jerk, then when my mama came to school, then my mama would call your mom. My mama would call my teacher's mama a jerk,
and,
too.
And truth be told, I've never been on the right side of any of that in school.
Well, that's probably
that was always, it was all, I always instigated it.
Yeah, that seems like you.
Always in some way, shape, or form. But if that was my child, I would go have a conversation with that teacher immediately.
Yeah.
There's no emails. There's no phone calls. I'm pulling up after school.
Yep.
And I want to go talk to the teacher. And I'm going to ask the teacher a simple question. Did you call my child a jerk?
And then if she says, yeah, I called him a jerk.
Then we got to have a conversation. And I can't even leave that conversation with you. I have to take that conversation immediately to your supervisor, because that has to be on record for if I got to give you a wedgie. I'll slap the shit out you next time I see you.
Well, you can't do it because she's a woman, but
it depends. We don't know. All teachers aren't women,
well, no, but in this case, the teacher was a woman.
All right, my wife will slap the shit out of
her. There you go. But I mean, I would do the first thing I would do is I would have my attorney draw up a letter, because I would need to have it on record just in case that does happen and my wife has to slap the ish out of a teacher. Just want it on record just in case and say that this teacher is very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I would have my wife go down there and have a little tongue lashing with this teacher.
And by the way, we just talking. We would never hit the teacher, but we would sue him. We would go to their supervisors.
Yeah,
okay, all of that is true. Yes. All right.
Now, what about
well,
you?
I think that from the side of things, from the teacher side of things, I remember when I was doing my apprenticeship to be a teacher, one of the teachers would always lose control in the classroom and talk crazy to the students, and students don't respect that when a teacher does that, and then it allows for them to feel like they can speak to her that way. Like you said, you would call the teacher a jerk back or say your mom is a jerk or something like that.
Absolutely.
And so I just think that creating that environment makes people feel like that's appropriate to talk to each other that way, and you never want to do that as a teacher. That's why you always have to have control and be as authoritative as possible, and also teach them how to show respect to each other. So I think that is one of the main things, because once you lose control like that, it's hard to get it back.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. You do respect the teacher if she curses you out the way you and your friends curse each other out.
If
you call him an F-boy, you know what I mean? Or tell him he switched sides like a little bitch, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I'm telling you.
Why are you sensing the bitch and not the...
I don't know why my brain did that. But I'm going to tell you something.
But I think you don't want kids to feel like it's appropriate to speak that way. Because then they talk to each other like that. They talk to
they
you like that.
They already are, though.
You don't want to set that standard.
They already are.
And
I agree, but they already are talking to each other like that. And if you curse them out the way they curse each other out, the whole class would be like, ooh, burn!
But I ain't gonna lie.
An ego thing.
I had teachers that put hands on you, too.
Oh, yes.
I had teachers that grab me by the collar,
yes.
Grab me by the shirt.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't think that happens much anymore.
That doesn't happen anymore, though.
But when I grew up, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, I'm telling you, we had a fourth grade teacher in Whiteville Elementary School. Boy, Miss Freeman used to put hands on people, boy. Be jacking us up in the classroom.
Shout out to Miss Harris. Miss Butterfield used to grab my cheeks in my face and pinch them, like pull me out the class. Oh. Yep.
What Mr. Harris used to do to your cheeks?
Miss Harris.
I ain't hear that part. Mr. Harris did what to your cheeks?
It. Hello, who's
King,
this?
Do you want to discuss this childhood trauma that you experienced? Wow.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Alicia.
Alicia, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored.
How are you?
So what? Teacher called
you? I am too.
So what did the teacher call your kid?
It was an after school teacher, and he said my son looked like Squidward.
Like who?
Squidward.
Well, before we judge, does he?
No, he don't. So I pressed the situation. I went right back to after school right after, because I like to address things right then and there. I'm not taking it home. He didn't want me to go back because, you know, like,
He looked like Squidward.
No, he don't. Stop playing with me. Okay.
And how old is your son?
He's seven. So I went back. I'm like, I want to talk to such and such, whatever the teacher name was, because he said my son looked like Squidward. I see him coming. I'm ready to go all off on him. But long story short, come to find out, my son told the teacher that
his teeth is messed up and he looks crazy.
See, that was me. So, I was that kid.
Right. So, you know, and I had to address it, and I let my son know. I'm like, that the teacher's not your size. Because I'm ready. I'm like, you're going to get me in trouble one day because I'm always ready to go off on a teacher because I don't play behind my kids. Same like the mom said, I would go to jail behind mine. But my kid is that kid with the mouth that's going to tell you how he feels. So we just got to get to the bottom of the story before we jump in.
Absolutely. That was me. And that's why whenever stuff like that used to happen, first thing my daddy would say, well, what did you do? Because it was always one side. Well, what did you do? And he was right a lot of the time. I did instigate that. I'd be the one messing with the teacher. And the teacher say something back to me. And now I'm upset.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tempest from the Bronx.
Hey, Tempest.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to us.
Well, listen, I'm meeting her at the school, and we're going to discuss why she thought it was okay for her to call my child a jerk. I'm going there, and then I'm going to the principal, because the principal needs to put her in check, too. No, if my child did something, you tell me, and I'll handle it. That's not your place. Especially if you call him a jerk. Nah.
That's right.
How you doing? Good morning. You put my child a jerk? Nah.
and then you say, I want to see you dance. And then you put on the You're a Jerk song.
I'm a jerk. Hey,
that's right.
Jerk. Goodbye.
You make the teacher dance backwards.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is stop playing with people cheering. Okay? It's simple. It's really that simple. That same golden rule y'all be teaching them kids, doing to others you would have them doing to you. Treat people's kids the way you want them to treat your kids and your grandkids before somebody have you in that classroom dancing to You're a Jerk. Okay?
Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Who we got?
Lizzo's here.
Lizzo. Woo!
Jimmy nominated Lizzo.
Emmy nominated.
Six times Emmy nominated.
Emmy motherfucking number one song, Lizzo.
Number one song. Album this week, Lizzy.
How are you, first
did you call
me
yourself?
I'm Lizzy. Lizzo. Lizzy.
How are you? Forget the career and stuff. How are you personally?
I am finally okay. Yeah.
Today.
I woke up in a good mood. In a good-ass mood. I woke up at 5 a.m.
Word. You know, I always tell, when I'm sitting down with my therapist, I always say I'm somewhere between O and K. I think that's a good place to be.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O.
No.
Name is OK, like OK.
OK, O and K.
She was very literal.
He was getting deep. He was trying to get deep.
I love that Lizzo came in and called y'all Glizzy Guzzlers. The meme.
Oh, Glizzy Gladiators in the building.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
What I heard.
That's not how it started. We were talking about hot dogs.
Yes.
And then for some reason we got into Ryan's.
Orion.
That's what she said. She said
Orion's belt.
You were talking about a glizzy, yes. And I was like, I didn't know was a glizzy. I thought glizzies were hot dogs.
Well, glizzy are hot dogs, but it's also
I've never heard
it's also
referred
a
to
gun.
It
as a gun.
A glizzy?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a Glock.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one either.
What do you call it? Like when you refer to it? Yeah. What do you? What word do you normally use?
I say a whoa whoa. Because, you know, they call them wee-wees, but that sounds small, so I say a whoa-whoa.
Whoa sounds small? Oh, no. No,
whoa sounds amazing.
You pull it out and go, whoa-whoa.
You say it like that, that's different.
Whoa-whoa, I don't know if that could... That's actually a good way to make a guy feel, as you say, special. You'd be like, whoa-whoa, I don't know.
You gotta plug the album.
Yep.
You can say wee-wee if it's cute. Just be like, oh, yeah.
Or wee-wee.
Yeah, it's cute, little wee-wee.
If that's French, I'll call it a wee-wee.
Well, Lizzo's album is out this Friday.
Lizzoverse.
Lizzoverse. Now, let's talk about it. Now, you did this during a pandemic.
Yes, I did.
Now, how was that? Because you didn't have producers, you didn't have people around, you had to figure it out yourself.
Well, the first songs were bad. I'm a great songwriter, so the songs were still good, but I was in my home studio beating on a guitar and like doing an MPC trying to make beats. It wasn't it, but really all of these songs came after I wrote Rumors and I put Rumors out. I was like, this is how the world sees me. After Rumors came out, I got all this backlash and I was like, holy shit, I'm not used to being in the public eye and dropping a song. So I wrote Special to kind of like protect myself and remind myself how special I am.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you had self-awareness to know that the music wasn't good, because you know sometimes your ego will tell you like everything I do is great. Like when do you think you developed that type of self-awareness?
I think it's because I'm a perfectionist and I'm really hard on myself. Mm-hmm. So I cut a lot of songs from this album. I wrote like over 170 songs and I had to cut a lot. Some of them had some of my favorite lyrics. Mm. I was rapping more on some songs and I was like, I gotta show people I rap, you know? But I narrowed it down to like the perfect songs. I was like, it has to be a perfect song. It has to mean something. So I think I can just be super hard on myself. It's really that.
Well, how do you know you're not lying to yourself? Because you know, the things we tell ourselves is the most important. How do you know you're not lying to yourself?
Because I lie to myself in the opposite direction. I'll be like, this ain't good. And people have to be like, bitch, it's good.
Word.
What you talking about?
That's what I mean.
Like,
That's what I mean. Like, you could be lying to yourself. The music could be actually good, but how do you know when you're not lying to yourself if it's just you?
You know, that happened with About Damn Time. I was like, I don't know about this one, y'all. And it was the last song to be written for the album. I turned in my masters in March, mm-hmm. and I wrote it in February. Mm. And I was like, I don't know about this one, y'all. And that was the number one song.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, right. I was wrong. I don't know. I love, prove me wrong.
When did Lizzo get the confidence? You know, when people talk now, they be like, I want confidence like Lizzo. Mm. So when did you get the confidence and be okay with the world and the trolls and the shots that they always throw at you? Mm-hmm. You go to the game, they throw a shot at you. You say mm-hmm. something that's cool in the States, but maybe not cool overseas, they throw shots at you. Yeah. When did you develop that confidence?
I think it's because my intention is always good. I'm very confident in the content of my character and in the fabric of my being. Like, I feel like I'm a good person. And that's always my North Star. I'm always like, you know what? I didn't mean wrong. I was confused, too. A lot of things, when I get backlash, I'll be like, wait, what did I do? You
know? The spaz thing confused us. Like,
I was mad you changed that, by the way.
You know, in New York or anywhere, people are like, you spazzed out. It's not being...
Words matter. Spaz means to lose physical or emotional control. Like, a coach can spaz during a game. You can spaz out because you're upset about something. Like, it doesn't just mean a physical ailment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a nuanced conversation. And I was like, what's the best thing I can do? I can say my opinion on it and just add to everyone else's opinion, or I can do something about it. And really, I wanted to be a leader in what we should be doing as a culture. Like, making this world a better place. Like, if they could do that for Black people, that would be amazing.
True.
When we call things out, if they can make changes that quickly for us, if I can do it that quickly, I did it on a Sunday night, it was fixed by Monday. They could do that for us when we call out injustices about us. So I wanted to be a leader in that.
You say fixed, but you didn't do anything wrong because you used it in this proper context. Like, words matter. This is a dictionary defined word.
Right.
You know, and you used it in the proper context.
You know, it was news to me too. You learned something new every day.
But I think it was a great example to say, okay, people have a problem with this. It's not a big deal for me to just change the word. It wasn't my intent to offend people. I feel like that was kind of like, you know, a good way to instead, because sometimes you can get defensive and then it turns into a whole way bigger
issue. But words matter.
Mm-hmm. Words do matter.
And you use the word in the proper context.
Intention, I think, too.
Intention matters, yes.
And I think that people pick and choose when intention matters. And in this case, my intention was pure. Anyone who knows me and anyone who listened to the context of the song would know that I didn't use it as a slur. Mm-hmm. I didn't even use it as a slur. I used it as like an adjective.
As the dictionary defined word. Use it right. Hold my bag, bitch. Hold my bag. Do you see this shit? I'm a spaz.
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Shut up. That's right, girl. Let's go, baby.
But she's right. It's not a slur. It's a word in the dictionary, and you use it in this proper context.
And words can be used as slurs.
Yes.
So that's where the gray area comes in. Mm-hmm. I didn't use it as a slur, and I think that the backlash of, you just lost a fan, is unnecessary when someone's intention wasn't negative or to harmful.
They spazzed on you. They did.
Okay,
canceled. Wait.
And how do you know these people? I'm not saying that all of them aren't real, but sometimes people just do things to fuck with you on social media. So how do you know that these are even real people and not like bots?
I think that I have a gift of discernment from God, and I use it very wisely, because every time I get backlash, I don't apologize or change things. Mm-hmm. This was a rare instance for me because I did the research. I don't think I just go off of what people say. I need to look into it for myself and know what I'm doing before I make a big decision like that, because that was a big decision.
You're going to be changing the lyrics to Everybody's Gay, because everybody's not gay. The LGBTQ+, it's a whole spectrum.
Everybody's gay is not what you think it is.
We're happy.
Oh, that's what it means, happiness? See, words matter.
It's not
see
what
I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Words matter.
It's up to your interpretation.
Yeah, you can interpret.
That's what gay you should have told the bus pass. Okay.
Gay is an experience.
I'm with you.
Now, you always talk
gay
about
is a glizzy.
Gay is a brown glizzy with a pink tip.
Whoa. Isn't that uncircumcised?
That's Orion.
They acted like they didn't see it, but they seen it.
I haven't seen it.
We all seen it.
I haven't seen it.
All right, we got more with Lizzo. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Lizzo. Yee.
BET Awards. I remember I woke up in the morning and Roe versus Wade was overturned. Mm-hmm. And I know that's something that you've been really focused on as far as making sure that people have money and access to be able to make decisions about their own family planning.
Absolutely. I mean, between me and Live Nation, we've pledged $1 million to Planned Parenthood and abortion funds. And also over 4th of July weekend, I was like, yeah, let's celebrate our independence. Anything you buy at Yitty, that's going straight to abortion funds. All the proceeds go to abortion funds. So I was born to do this. And once I was ready and in this position to give back, I was like, let's go. It's time. Like, that's
what
I got
put Yitty on
here.
Now.
I got my Yitty on, you know what I'm saying? Yitty chain, Yitty'd up, Yitty'd down.
What's Yitty mean?
Yitty, that's my nickname. When I was a little kid.
Okay, how'd you get that?
Well, my name is Melissa, and my brother could say, he said Mayetta. So my auntie, she was like, Mayetta, you say Yitty? And so Yitty, you know, in Detroit, we all got nicknames.
So where did Lizzo come from?
Lizzo was in middle school.
Okay.
So Melissa, you know, in Houston, you would put the O on the end. So it was Lizzo.
Mm.
Yeah, so I have a lot of names, guys. I have a lot of nicknames.
Now, since you write your own music, let's talk about some of these songs.
Okay.
Okay, Break Up Twice. What inspired that?
So I had a barbecue at my house, and I invited a man. And you tell your girlfriend that go down, you know, and so they always know.
And then they be mad at him.
At this particular barbecue, we got a little drunk, and I saw her corner, and she was like, if you with her, I'm going to slash your motherfucking tires. And I was like, oh my God. But I also was like, damn, that's real love. You don't got a friend that's going to slash, you know, your ex's tires. Like, is that your friend? Do you have friends?
Was he your ex at that time, or was he getting back in?
He was getting back in at that time.
See what I'm saying? So she just slashed the tires for no damn reason. Knowing you're going to go back.
You know what? She didn't slash them tires though, because he been right ever since. And so I went in the studio that week with Mark Ronson, and I was like, I need to write about this. Like, all my songs are about things that happened to me. Literally, the first verse talks about the barbecue.
So if somebody hilarious. Dates Lizzo, they have to know that they could possibly be on the song.
Absolutely. I'm Black Taylor Swift. I really am.
No questions asked.
I'm trifling.
But that's what's hard about telling your friends something when things are going bad and then they hate the guy that you're dating, and then y'all get back together and they like, we done spent all this time.
See, that's why I don't talk too badly about his character. It's just what he do. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, he's a good person, but this is what he did. Am I tripping? And they'd be like, you not tripping.
Do you talk about the glizzy too? Because sometimes women don't want to talk to their friends about what it's like. But some girls
tell. Wait, why?
I heard women say that I don't want to talk about how good a guy is in bed to other women because I don't want them to. Well, obviously with your friends, ooh, they wouldn't want him. But I've heard them say, I don't want anybody to know because.
Wow, I don't have that fear. But it's like, okay, you kind of got to think, analyze your relationship with that
with your friends, if you feel
at
like
that
you
point.
Can't say.
Yeah.
Because the first thing you want to do is like, girl, let me tell you, it was amazing.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. New fear unlocked. Jesus.
Have you ever told a friend that with the intent to share? Have women ever done that? Like, nigga, you need to get some of that.
I have been in that situation. It was like, it was like, highly recommend, 5 stars, you should try it.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly,
Yelp.
That happens. There was a real Yelp.
Yeah, it was, and then they got it canceled.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Oh, Yelp got canceled, but Pornhub's still around? Come on, we need something too. Damn, let us have Yelp.
Goodness gracious.
What would y'all rating be on Yelp?
Mm. Depends who you ask. Like, yeah.
Some nights might not be such great.
Early me, I would get about a 0.
Oh.
Yeah, we heard.
Shut up.
Damn.
Now you got to explain something. Now I look crazy.
I'm not explaining nothing.
Oh, boy. You heard from who?
All right,
his
so listen.
Wife told us all that he was
so
terrible.
Close your mouth. It's not that bad.
You just asked me to tell her.
So when I met my wife when she was 15, I was 16. So the first time when we had sex for the first 10 years, I couldn't make an orgasm from... She said, "Oh,
she finally, she was like, "It's about dance time."
From intercourse, I couldn't. My mouth game was good, but intercourse, I couldn't. 10 years.
Oh but man,
we were young, but we good now.
10 years.
Can you imagine, Lizzo? Could you be with somebody that you couldn't orgasm for 10 years?
You would have spazzed, right?
Don't do that.
Where my manager at?
Don't do that.
But it was 10 years. So we've been married 21, been together 27.
I haven't even been with nobody for 10 years. I can't imagine being with somebody for 10 years. That's a long time, yo.
You gonna be with this one for 10 years?
Woo! Maybe.
What's his name, you? I can't.
Mike?
I'm not gonna tell.
You know out already. Is that? I thought it was.
They was on the red carpet.
We haven't done a red carpet yet, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Y'all made it Instagram official.
That was a FYC. Why didn't I ain't tag him? No. This was a soft launch.
Yo, that's hilarious.
I have to respect his privacy. We haven't done a carpet yet. When we do a carpet, y'all gonna know. Y'all gonna know.
So Instagram official is not a thing if you don't tag him.
Exactly.
Wow.
Does he keep you laughing all the time? Because you know that's important.
There's a smile go. Look at that. There's blushing go.
He's funny. Funny, yeah. He's funny.
So it might last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I think a traditional, like, relationship scares me for 10 years, but love is forever. I can love somebody forever.
I want to hear more. What does a non-traditional relationship look like to Lizzo? I don't even like to say words like non-traditional, traditional. What is a relationship?
It's like monogamy, I think, to me, is a little... claustrophobic. I think because there's the rules. I think a love relationship that's not monogamous has no rules. And I think people who do poly and all that stuff, there's still rules. It's like, well, you can see this person, but you can't see this person. I don't want any rules, but that doesn't mean I'm out here f***ing and ducking and you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean he is either. It just means that like there's just no expectations.
Yeah.
And that way the love gets to just be like the main event, not like the, well, you were supposed to call me and why aren't you home by, like, it's like, do what you want to do as long as you love me.
That's so interesting to me because I don't think the male ego could ever handle that. I think the male ego is too fragile for that.
What do you mean?
I just don't think a man could ever deal with his woman being with another man. Another woman, more than likely.
There's cuckolds, and they love it.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, salute to those brothers.
Salute to those geeks. They must have done a lot of therapy.
That's not this one. I heard things about
it. That's a waste of time. I'm not about to spend all this money for 10 years to watch you never make her orgasm.
Just these two.
Right, Lizzo.
But what if he was like, I just want us to be in a monotony, just me and you. I don't want you to do nothing else. I want to be with just you.
Well, we could still have that and not call it monogamy.
Okay.
What would you call it?
It's the label.
Just love. Okay. It's like, I just love you. I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm not worried about nobody else sexually, romantically, or emotionally. I'm just worried about you. And I think that's what we have, which is the most beautiful, pure thing ever.
So you could be committed to one glizzy for the rest of your life?
Maybe this glizzy.
Ooh, okay.
All right, we got more with Lizzo. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Morning. MV Angelique, Charlamagne the Guy, we are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Lizzo. Charlamagne?
When it comes to reactions, what causes a greater reaction? Being number one, having a number one song, or being nominated for 6 Emmys?
My reactions are very quiet. Like, I don't go, woo! I haven't gone, woo! About anything in a long time.
Really?
I think I carry all of my shock and excitement, mm-hmm. like, inside.
Right.
So even when I got the Emmy call yesterday morning, like, I didn't know what to do next. And my assistant was like, go outside and scream. I got some roosters in my backyard, and I woke the roosters up. She was like, wake the roosters up for a change. And I was like, I got 6 Emmy nominations! The rooster was like, ah!
That's dope. Everybody's yeah. spazzing.
Yeah. Did any of the roosters ever chase you?
This is why I can't be on this show.
It's the truth. I'm just trying to tell people the proper context of the word. That is when the word...
No, stop using
it. No, I'm not going to stop using the word in the dictionary.
With Lizzo here.
TikTok... You know that I do not have any control over what this man says or does. TikTok is out of my control. TikTok, no, I do. I disagree with everything. I disagree.
Protect Lizzo.
Just please keep me out of it. If you're going to come for somebody, please come for them.
You talk about Prince and how Prince was a mentor early on. Can you tell us one of those stories for people that haven't heard of you working in the studio with Prince? Because he even was going to EP an album for you before he passed.
That's wild.
So can you tell one of those stories of you in the studio
with Prince?
God, it
makes me so sad, actually, thinking and talking about it. I think one of the greatest stories I still have is I got invited to Paisley Park, like, last minute to see Prince perform on piano. And I walked in, and I was like, you think he gonna do Purple Rain? And they were like, no, he don't do Purple Rain no more. And then he did Purple Rain. When he was performing Purple Rain, he started getting emotional and he started crying towards the end. And then he finished it and he got up and he stormed off the stage and we were like, I was just standing there clapping. And he came back out and was like, I gotta put that song in a different spot. Because it was early in the set.
Did he say anything to you that that empowered you early on? Like, made you feel like, man, I can really do this?
Yeah. He said, Lizzo, you're next. Wow. You're up next. And then said it in magazines. Like, you know, was proud of me, was giving me cosigns when nobody was giving me cosigns when I was an indie rapper. Like, that was such a big deal to me. I do a lot of things to make Prince proud.
That had to be like six, seven years ago, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago.
So, and he wanted to EP your album, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been crazy.
I still have the emails to this day. I look at it sometimes and be like, damn.
But he,
like,
never sent a beat or nothing yet. He was just...
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, that's so interesting because I think, I wonder, like, what musical direction would Prince have taken Lizzo
right?
Like, I really wonder that. Like, I guess that's one of those things we'll never know, but I just wonder.
I wonder, too. I think he wanted me to be on my, like, rap and sing. Like, he wanted to get weird with it. Like, but, you know, we'll never know.
Growing up as a kid, you know, your mother was singing gospel music. You were into the church. So when you started popping and you were cursing and what did mom do? What did the family think?
I still don't cuss in front of my mom.
As you should.
Exactly.
But she had the songs. She had the interviews.
I always have to apologize. Like, I'd be like, mommy, you know. But now that I'm rich, she's like, girl, you better cuss me out, bitch. Yeah. Like,
but be like, bitch, let me tell you.
Right. Like, right here. But yeah, in the beginning I was so nervous and scared. I didn't cuss at all. My first projects on Lizzo Bangers, I didn't cuss. Big Girl Small World, I didn't cuss because I was afraid that my great grandma would hear me. And one day I was just like, you know, I gotta say what I wanna say. If I hold back, you know, I'm gonna stay back. So I told my mom, I was like, when I'm on stage, I'm gonna say some bad words, but it's cool, right? And she's like, it's fine. She don't like cussing because she can't cuss. She's a Virgo. She's bad at cussing. You know, Virgos can't really cuss good. Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm a Cancer.
Oh.
I'm a Virgo.
Sensitive, emotional.
You're a Virgo?
September 3rd.
You cuss?
Yes.
Say it, it don't sound right.
It really don't.
That didn't sound right.
You know what, how you know it don't sound right? His voice gets high.
Yeah, it does. All you gotta do, hey, all you gotta do is go back to an interview with Desus and Mero. And the interview starts off, pick up the head and see.
I forgot he did that.
They even look at Mero, was like, that's the best you got.
Yeah, if he's not a good cursor.
Exhibit
now that you mentioned.
He's
yeah.
not. That's right.
Bad at cussing.
How important a role does faith play in your life?
It's everything. I mean, I grew up in the Church of God in Christ, right? I think my anxiety got in the way of my faith for a long time, because if you're afraid, it means you're not trusting in God. I say the Lord's Prayer every single day now. I started maybe like during the pandemic, actually, because I was having nightmares. I was going through it because the world, and I was also having a lot of personal loss and issues and problems, and I started praying every single day, and it is like the most important part of my day. It's better than any vitamin you can take. It's sitting back and praying and knowing that you are covered.
All right. Well, let's play special right now. And we appreciate you for joining us, but we got to end on a prayer because you talked about you
pray
before.
Thank you,
BT,
God.
And you pray every day.
No, so. That means he wants you to pray.
Yeah, wants you
oh, you
to
want
pray.
Me to pray?
I thought Envy's about to pray also. Yeah, I was like, okay, Envy.
We're going to get into this, y'all.
No, you can't wait to hold my hand.
You can't hold my hand.
This is about to be a. You need to hold Polo hand.
Hold his hand, Eddie. Hold everybody's gay.
All right.
There you go.
I can feel the energy in here.
Crespo, grab Yee's hand.
There's been so many
past the ass, right past the yiddy ass.
Yes.
Did you even see that, Lizzo? Did you see that big yiddy ass over there?
I did see it.
Weird thing to show you before you pray, but it's okay.
Every day in the mirror. Lord God, we thank you so, 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 so much every single day for life and life more abundantly, Lord God. I just want to plead the blood of Jesus on every single person in this room, Lord God, and extend that out into this entire building, Jesus. They are covered, Lord God. They are more than conquerors, Lord God. And I pray that we can go out and conquer the day, Lord God, fearlessly to know that you are with us, Lord God. You are by our side. Thank you so much, Lord God. Every single day we pray and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, right. I'm going to tell you something. Them flute playing fingers are soft as hell. Damn, Lizzo.
I didn't want to let go. All
right. Damn. What can I say? Glizzy grabber.
By the way, Charlamagne felt like you copied him with this because he didn't say
right after the prayer. But guess what? God knows our heart.
God knows our heart.
Charlamagne said he did this first. I just want to tell you when he was
giving
these out.
Charlamagne gave me an ass like that.
But no, mine was not. It wasn't
you
a mold.
Had a booty pillow.
Yeah, it wasn't a mold of my actual.
It was
butt,
a mold
though.
Of his actual ass.
No, it was not a mold of my actual ass.
He was like, Lizzo copied me. I didn't.
My ass ain't as fat as the mold.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is going on?
Yes.
Lizzo. Everybody's gay.
So for my birthday, he gave me a mold of his ass.
That is so sweet. And what did you do with it? Is the question?
Tell
he put
what
his
you
finger.
Did. Exactly.
He put his finger.
Tell
it.
The truth.
This one time.
There you go.
Okay. 10 years of practice will get you somewhere.
Okay. Lizzo, the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
This fall, a great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm. Right now, get king beds for queen prices, queen beds for twin prices, and save up to $700 on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com today.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to Terrell Christensen of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's 34 years old. Let me tell you something. The reason I have made my life's work helping people heal, getting folks to invest in their mental wealth is because of guys like Terrell. See, I'm going to use the word crazy here because I need y'all to understand where I'm coming from, okay? Every day of our lives, we are trying to avoid crazy. Not just our own crazy, but the crazy that exists within others. See, we can't run from ourselves. That's why you have to do the work on yourself so you don't hurt yourself or others, okay? Because when you don't do the work on yourself, you end up projecting that hurt and that pain and that crazy onto other people, okay? But other people, we really can't control. We can only encourage. And someone like Terrell definitely needed some encouragement. Let's go to KOAT Action News 7 for the report, please, to hear what Terrell did.
Police arrest a man in Santa Fe where officers say he broke into a home, drank some beer, feasted on some shrimp, then took a bubble bath. Police said the homeowner found the intruder inside his home in southwest Santa Fe. The man told the homeowner he needed a warm place to stay, apologized for breaking in, and left $200 on a chair to pay for the window. Terrell Christensen is charged with aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage.
Now, see, Terrell Christensen is what you would call a compassionate criminal, a holistic home invader, if you will. Imagine walking in your house and there's someone in there holding an AR-15, drinking a beer, eating up all the shrimp, and taking a bubble bath. I know that sounds like one of the hardest covers of a rap album you ever seen, but it's not. This really happened. And then Terrell apologized to the homeowner, saying he just needed a place to sleep. And did you hear what they said he left? Play the news report one more time, Red.
Police arrest a man in Santa Fe where officers say he broke into a home, drank some beer, feasted on some shrimp, then took a bubble bath. Police said the homeowner found the intruder inside his home in southwest Santa Fe. The man told the homeowner he needed a warm place to stay, apologized for breaking in, and left $200 on a chair to pay for the window. Terrell Christensen is charged with aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage.
He broke the window and left $200 on a chair to pay for the window before packing up his gun in a duffel bag and quietly departing. Now, clearly, this man is sick. Clearly, this man needs help. Let's thank God nobody got shot first, okay? All right? Let's thank God for that, all right? And by nobody, I mean the owner of the home and Terrell. But I could easily give Terrell the credit he deserves for breaking in the house, drinking a beer, taking a bubble bath, and eating all the scrimps. And I'm going to tell you something. In my old age, I have grown to have empathy and compassion for people like Terrell, because to say you broke into someone's house just because you needed a warm place to stay, that's an act of desperation that I pray I never have to experience. But Terrell, the reason you're getting donkey of the day is because you left $200 on a chair for the homeowner. The average price of a motel in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is $98 on a weeknight, $130 on the weekend. I Googled it, okay? I know inflation is kicking everyone's ass, but you still would have money to get some beer and some scrimps, okay? Gotta be a Bubble Gumps or a Captain D's around Santa Fe somewhere, all right? 12-pack of Bud Light, $10.49 at Walmart. Get you some kids' bubble bath, Mr. Bubbles, $3.99. You don't even have to get the Honest brand bubble bath. That's like $11, $12. Go buy the kids' brand, okay, to save some money. Moral of the story is, do you know how much $200 is? All right, you breaking in people's houses, eating their food, drinking their beer, using their tub, and you got money in your pocket? Clearly something is wrong. You know, I know something was wrong with this thoughtful thug. Well, he didn't get arrested that day. He got arrested the next day after he tried to steal a woman's car at gunpoint at a Church's Chicken in Santa Fe. All right, the woman told cops she was waiting for her food in the drive-thru line when Terrell pulled up and pulled out and demanded that she get out of the car because he was taking it. And then he ran off when she started blowing her horn. And he was picked up by police when he was spotted walking down a road later that day. Terrell told police that he had been caught in a blizzard on Sunday and broke into the home out of fear of freezing. And he felt bad about breaking the window, but he refused to speak about the attempted carjacking at Church's Chicken. All right. He's not all there. All right. But he's there enough. And the fact he had $200 in his pocket, but instead of going to get a motel, he chose to break into someone's house, and he was charged with aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage to property for the Sunday break-in, and an additional aggravated assault charge for the attempted carjacking. Listen, man, yes, everybody has to deal with the consequences of their actions, but what is jail going to do for this guy? He clearly needs to be getting some type of psychological evaluation and be somewhere, you know, getting some mental health services. But in the meantime, he has to get the credit he deserves for making poor choices. Please give Terrell Christus Son the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
You want to play a game?
Oh, God. Okay, Envy.
All right.
I guess it's time to play a game of Guess What Race It Is! And I printed out his picture just in case you wanted to play.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Terrell Christus Son, 34 years old. Mm. New Mexico, broke into somebody's house, ate up all the shrimps, drank all the beer, took a bubble bath, and left them $200 for the window he broke. Angela Yee, guess what race he is?
What's his name again? Terrell?
Terrell Christus Son.
Christus Son.
Christus Son.
Christus Son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it sounds French or something.
Mm.
Can I say
oui,
that?
Oui. We don't have a... Whatever. Any French drops, but wee, right?
And then it politely left money.
What'd you say?
Germans have a reputation. What, do they? I don't know.
French, I said.
Oh, French. French have a reputation for being polite.
Come on.
You can't say French?
No, why not?
We don't have French in the
country. I said wee.
It's not a race.
Oh, well, okay.
But you gotta be white.
I've never claimed to be a genius. All right? Angela, you went to college, all right? She's the one. I'm just following her.
So you going with white E?
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't know any white people named Terrell.
So where you going? You got to pick one.
Terrell Christus. Wasn't Christus Son signed to Rockefeller?
Christian.
Christian.
Oh, okay. It's like Christian Christian.
Yeah.
Man, it's tough for me, man, because Terrell, I don't know a white person
pick
named Terrell.
Pick one!
Pick a race we know.
I'm going to say non-white.
Non-white?
That's an option always.
That don't mean black, though.
Yeah, don't mean
it doesn't.
Black.
It's just non-white.
All right, non-white. You said non-white. DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Terrell Christus Son.
Okay.
34 years old, New Mexico, broke into somebody's house, ate up all the scrimps, drank all the beer, took a bubble bath, and then left $200 for the person. Guess what race he is! Oh, and he had an AR-15. Let me not forget that part.
Damn it, man.
That's a big clue.
That's a big clue.
AR-15 is a big clue.
See, I was going to go black, right? And I'm going to tell you why I was going to go black. I was going to go black because you said church is chicken. He went to the church of chicken. He's at the church of chicken.
He went to the churches to rob a car, not for the chicken.
Oh, my bad. But then I don't think if a black person ran into somebody's house, they're going to take a bubble bath.
Could be Hispanic.
You know what I mean? I don't think it, but then you say AR-15, and I think AR-15.
That's
think,
a white man's gun.
I think that's a white man's gun.
That's,
white,
that's the white shooter.
That's
gun.
Right, yeah, because black people, we got the small gun because we got to tuck it. But we ain't got no, we can't boy walking around with a
could you hurry up and guess what race he is?
White. I'm going white.
A white guy named Terrell.
I'm going white.
Well, I mean, I could be wrong.
You are wrong, Angelique.
Yes!
He's white?
DJ Envy
He's
is right.
White. I knew it!
Terrell
yes.
Christian
white
song
named Terrell.
Is white.
I knew it!
As far as I know, Mugshot look white to me. He can identify as a white man, that's for sure.
No, he white. Woo!
Yes.
All right. Got that one right. I knew it was the bubble bath. The bubble bath and the AR-15.
Go get Terrell some help, man. Terrell needs some help.
He said there's no white people named
Terrell. I don't
know
any white people named Terrell, do you?
Well, now you do. All right. Well, thank you for that talk here today.
The Breakfast Club. Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye. Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello. Who's this?
This is Mr. B. I want to remain anonymous, though, but I'm just going to say Mr. B. From Dayton, Ohio.
All right, okay. Man. I can't with you this morning. All right, Mr. D, that wants to be anonymous. What's your question for you?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Ms. Yee and Charlamagne Tha God, my dude.
Yo.
He's DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing?
What's up, Mr.
Listen,
B?
Listen, man. Ain't nothing, man. She's my ex-girlfriend right now.
Ooh.
But she wanna get back with me. But my question is, it's a white girl. She only date black guys.
Okay.
And we was going to the Taste of Cincinnati on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided she wanted to drive her car. So I get in the driver's side.
Uh-huh.
And I look on the floorboard and I see a Black and Mild rapper that's, you know how they
yep.
Them, you know. Okay, so a Black and Mild rapper with tobacco in it.
Ooh.
I don't smoke Black and Mild. She don't smoke Black and Mild. And I didn't want to accuse her, so I said to myself, maybe one of her girlfriends smoking and left it. So I picked it up and I say, can you explain this to me? And she hit me with the okie doke, you know. Oh, it flew in the window. Man, take that on down the
oh,
road.
Oh, man, she
How
lied.
How it gonna fly in the window? How it gonna fly in the window? And it got tobacco in it. Then she said, well, I got at the gas station. Must have stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I said, ain't nothing sticky on this wrapper. You know what I mean? So she, to this day, that's been probably 2 months ago. To this day, she still ain't come up with no good explanation of how I got in the car. You know what I mean? So
wow.
Then, We go on down the road to go down to Cincinnati. Now, I'm a hood dude from from Atlanta. I'm a hood, and she's suburb. So I used to hustle before I started driving trucks. I'm a truck driver. So we got pulled over. Some stuff come up from a past, and they put the handcuffs on me. You know, but all they wanted to do was serve me a summons to go to court. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
In and out. She brought that up and want to break up with me. I'm talking about you going to get mad with me because I found a Black and Mild rapper in your car and you're going to bring up some old stuff to break up with me.
All
so
right.
My question is, you think I should forgive her and get back with her or what?
No. This sound like too much drama. First of all, she lies to you and you know she's lying, right? Secondly,
I know she's lying.
And then she broke up with you at a time that you really... You know, needed her. You already gave her another chance after she lied to you. Why would you go back?
Exactly.
You got out. Get out.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear.
Why were you even considering it?
Because, you know, we've been together going on 3 years. Now, we done broke up about 4 or 5 times, you know, because I even went to counseling, like Charlamagne said. I went to counseling to be a better man, you know, because I got issues, you know, from, you know, when I was incarcerated, you know, abandonment issues and stuff like that.
I'm proud of you, King.
And so she went to counseling. Thank you, man. Thank you. She went to counseling with me. But the final straw was I brought it up in counseling. And the counselor tried to tell her how young black men grow up in the hood with no father figure and stuff like that. So She tried to tell the counselor what to do. She made the counselor get off the Zoom. He had to hang up.
What? Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. This doesn't sound like it's going anywhere for you.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear. Because, I was on, then she tried to put me in a friend zone.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you have anything too positive to say. Everything you've said to me is all the reasons why you don't want to be with her. I just asked you why you want to go back. The only thing you could say is because y'all been off and on for 3 years. That ain't a reason.
Yeah, I'm saying I love her, but I don't love her enough to be miserable. I'll put it that way.
Okay, well, you answered your own question, Mr. B.
But thank you, Ms. G. Thank you.
Yeah, no
you
problem.
That's all.
Okay.
Charlamagne, you my dude, man.
I appreciate you, King. I'm proud of you too, brother. Keep being a better version of yourself, man. Keep going to therapy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day, man. I sure appreciate it, man.
All right.
You too. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's that time again!
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up.
It's time to ask CNE.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask CNE.
And I just want to say that the guy who called, he just needed to deal with the reality that his woman doesn't want to be with him anymore. Like, you can't diagnose her with mental health issues just because she's told you repeatedly she don't want to be with you no more.
Sometimes people just use mental health as an excuse.
Well, that's him using that as an excuse for her. Right. That's silly.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone line. We have Nate on the line. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, DJ Envy, Charlamagne? What's going on, King?
What's up, King? Ask CNE. What's your question?
Yeah, listen, man. What you do when you got two wives that you've been with 10 years together? Been with one for 25 and one for 17, but they're still in competition.
Huh? What is that?
He has two wives, so he's been married twice. He's been married to one for 25 years.
Nah. But you know the big, common law marriage, 7 years, right?
What?
Common law marriage is 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you've been married to one for 25 and the other one 7.
Now, I ain't married to neither one of them because I can't get married unless I change my religion.
So wait. They
what
both...
I'm saying is, but they're my wife.
Oh, they both live in the house with you?
Same house.
Okay.
I just had a baby with one 4 years ago. The other one, we're trying to have a baby for the past 4 years, but we can't. But they always in the competition talking about, you don't love me, you only love her.
Well, that's good. I mean, you should want them to constantly be in competition with each other. Keep them on their toes. You
Bro,
know what I mean?
Two wives at the house.
You win either way. Like they, you know.
I'm feeling you, big dog. Talk that talk.
I think what's going to happen is you put them in competition with each other.
This man
what's
going to happen no, is not, they man come hating at you. On you. Envy hating on you.
Nope.
No, I'm not putting them in competition. I'm just like, you chose what you chose. If it ain't for you, don't do it. But everybody bossed up though.
I don't see nothing wrong with the competition. I think a little friendly competition is fine. Okay? All right.
Bro, let me ask you a question. How old are you, bro?
No, you're at age 44.
44. So let me ask you a question. You still got enough energy and time for two wives?
Well, I mean, big dog, when you commit, you all in. If they choose, you know, I put it to you like this. They say let her make a choice, right? So if you tell them and they know what it is, and then all you do is bring them together. Now you kind of lose your power because now they feel each other, but then come back to you talking about what one do versus the other.
So let me ask a question. Do they sleep with each other?
Man, I don't know what nobody do. I just do what I do, big dog.
What?
I'm saying you don't know if the women sleep with each other in the house?
Like, y'all have threesomes?
I'm saying, but that doesn't really, like, I put it to you like this. You know, it's a way to fake it and a way to make it. I mean, listen, if you faking it to make it, it ain't gonna last.
You're confusing.
Man, don't talk to me like you no pimp. I ain't one of your wives, man. Just tell me the truth. Do they sleep with each other or not?
I don't know, big dog. They have.
Okay. Viagra, Levitra, Blue Chews, or gas station?
At 44?
None of that, big dog. None of that. Just a little push-up. Get that blood flowing. That's all.
Listen, here's the thing. Competition is very good. As long as it's healthy, it's what makes one person strive to be better. So I don't see the problem with a little healthy competition in the household, sir.
When does it stop, though? When they can't get comfortable? Do they ever gonna get comfortable?
You should never let them get comfortable.
He ain't got two wives.
I ain't got two wives, bro.
You setting yourself up. You got one pregnant, the other one having a baby. You setting yourself up, bro.
Don't listen to him, okay?
I set myself up, but I made my choice, so I sleep with it. I just want them to sleep with it.
Don't let them get comfortable, King. You do your thing, Ken. You keep doing your thing until you can't do your thing no more. And when you can't do your thing no more, you call us and let us know about it, okay?
I can't wait till you got to take your kid to elementary school on the first day of school, and you got two mamas and one daddy and two kids.
And all you're going to be the envy of all the daddies.
No. What I'm saying to you, I got a grown son. I waited. So, boom, we was rocking. I waited until my son went to college to make another baby. So once I made a baby with one, I got to get the other one a baby for 17 joints. She's going to be like, yo, where's mine at?
I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm confused.
But
brother.
I do know that competition is good as long as it's healthy. Keep the competitiveness up between your two sister wives. Is that what they call it? I think so.
Something like that. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
How do I time it?
Keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
The club with no breakfast. What's going on?
You know that's right.
I got a serious question, Angela Yee, and I need you to give me a serious answer.
Okay.
Angela, when a man is asked for an opinion on when a woman wears or a new hairstyle or whatever, Are we supposed to give you guys the 100% honest to God truth, or are we supposed to tell you what you want to hear?
Well, if we're asking you a question, we have to be prepared for that answer. So,
But are you prepared for the answer? Let's just say you ask that question with the assumption that, you know, you're going to like the answer. But what if you don't? Would you rather the person lie to you or just be brutally honest?
I'd rather you tell the truth, but you don't have to be brutal about your truth, you know? So you know who your girlfriend is, and you know how she handles things. Some people can take it and some people can't. So it's all about how you say things. You don't have to be like, man, I hate that outfit that you have on. You look terrible and I could see your fupa. You don't got to do all that. But you can be like, okay, I don't think it's the most flattering outfit.
Let me give you a little bit more detail. My girlfriend tried a hairstyle that I'd never seen before. She's never tried it before.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a picture of it and sent it to me. And my only response was different.
Okay.
And she didn't like the different response, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all I said was, this is giving predator vibes, but I wasn't talking about my girlfriend or the way she looks. I was talking about the hairstyle. And she didn't like the fact, she didn't know what predator was. And then she Googled it and seen what predator was. And I've been in the doghouse ever since.
Well, yeah, it's probably the way you said it. You know, she liked her hairstyle. You could have said, it's not the most flattering. I like when you have your style like this better.
Right, right.
But, you know, sometimes because it is like a little trying to be funny, make a little jokey joke, but she could have been feeling sensitive.
Yeah. I'm still in the doghouse. She wasn't feeling that one at all. So I guess I got to be more sensitive to her feelings, I guess.
Right. And look, some women could have laughed that off and be like, oh, my God. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But you know your girl and you know she didn't laugh it off. So it's just how you say things. You can get your point across. People always feel like, oh, you got to be brutally honest. You don't have to be brutal, especially not with your girlfriend. And a hairstyle you can always change. So it's not something permanent. So you can always tell her what you do like. I think that helps, too. You can say, you know what my favorite hairstyle is that you did when you did this and when you did that. And that kind of lets somebody know what it is that you do like. And be like, hey, look, we all try things. Sometimes they don't work out.
Absolutely. All right, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy.
All right. How would you feel if she was like, she didn't
That's
like something
the first
about.
Thing I said to her, yeah, I said, I done came home with haircuts that you ain't like. And you made me feel like I was supposed to go back to the barber and tell him to pick my hair up from the ground and put it back on my head. Like, she didn't like everything I've ever done, you know what I'm saying? So.
But the way that she expressed it, was it harsh?
I mean, it was through text message. So through text message, you take things how you perceive it, not really how the person wants you to perceive it. So
okay.
I don't think I was mean about it, but she might have read it in a way that was like, wow, you're being, I'm being mean or I'm being.
Right. Well, good. It's a great conversation for you guys to have. And it sounds like something she'll get over and move on. But it's also a lesson learned moving forward in the future. How do you respond to things?
She is getting ready for work in the mirror right now, listening to me laughing. All right.
All right, good.
I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Right, have a good one. All right.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code ENVY for a special offer when you sign up. That's code ENVY, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for a positive note.
Positive note is simply this. The most common way that people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.